Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome back to the Missy Show here on the British Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy and I am your go-to advice girl for all of life's burning questions. Trust me, if you've got questions, burning or otherwise, out there in listener land, I've got answers. And before we get started, I just have to apologize a little bit. I am headed to New York City on Tuesday. I can't wait, but that also means I'm not going to have a show the next week, so that it does make me kind of sad. It's kind of the yin to my happy yang. But I went after breakfast to try on some clothes, not thinking I was making a video, and it resulted in dressing room hair. So for those of you listening on the podcast, be glad you can't see this. And for those of you watching me on the video, I'm so sorry. But you know what? It's just dressing room hair. It pales in comparison to the problems that we have before us this week. And I've got three really great in their awfulness problems. So shall we get started? Let's! All right, let's see here. The first question comes to me from Twitter, or the Twitters. I still don't understand why people say the Twitters. There's only one Twitter. It's not like there's multiple Twitters, like Twitter Lite, Twitter Pro, Twitter for Girls. You only tweet yourself one way, so it just makes no sense. Anyway, this comes from Twitter. It comes from our friend Paul on Twitter, who was tweeting out in frustration, quite frankly, while he was stuck in traffic. And the question was, how to survive a three-hour traffic queue with kids? That's right. He was stuck on the road for 3 hours with children in the car. Paul, the answer to this is really very simple. Let me explain. I'm a mom. I'm a mom of two precious children. And I've been stuck in traffic many, many times with them. And I have learned to keep in the car what I call a snack bag. It's kind of a trick up my sleeve. The bag doesn't actually fit up my sleeve. It wouldn't, because it's kind of a big bag. But you keep it in the car and you keep snacks in there for them, like crackers and maybe a few little cookies or biscuits, fruit roll-ups, but I always keep juice boxes. Do you have juice boxes in the UK? I would think you do. I would think a juice box is kind of a universal parent language. Well, if you know with juice boxes, there's a little opening at the top where you put the straw. Well, Paul, in the bottom of my snack bag, I do keep a little box of liquid Benadryl. I do. I keep it for times when the girls have allergies or they touch something that they're allergic to in the woods or at the park. But I also keep it for times when we are stuck in long queues on the motorway. You see where I'm going with this? I wait about 45 minutes in, and if the traffic still isn't moving and the noise level in the back seat is reaching ear-splitting decibels, and I'm on probably my third hand of pulled-out hair, it's then that I make the suggestion that, hey, how about we all have some snacks? Of course, that's always met with enthusiasm. What child doesn't like snacks? And I hand out some crackers and then reach for the juice boxes. But Paul, here's the important thing. Before you put that straw in, you might want to put in a drop or two of that Benadryl. How much do you put? Oh my goodness. The dosing's really going to depend on the size and weight of your child. Shake it up, kind of like a martini. Put the straw in and hand it back. Those little darlings are going to suck down that juice box and within 20 minutes will be sound asleep. Now, it's been my experience that a Benadryl-induced nap will last about 45 minutes to an hour, so you really want to time this right. And the Benadryl method should be used as a last resort always. But I'm judging by your Twitter posts that you were there. All right, so next time, just keep that snack bag handy and don't hesitate to reach for the Benadryl. You'll be a much happier camper with all of your little campers sound asleep. All right, let's move on. Next question. Dear Missy, I have a question about gift giving. I recently received, Dear Missy, I have a question about gift giving. I recently gave the gift of a beautiful vase to a friend of mine. Oh, she no longer has the vase. Not because she re-gifted it, but because she sold it on eBay, took the money, and bought a pair of shoes. I am so hurt and betrayed by this action, I don't know if I can get past it. I don't blame you. She doesn't know I know. Should I tell her and get it out in the open, ignore it, or put our friendship behind me? Heartbroken of Hartford. Oh, heartbroken. You and I are kind of sisters from another mister, because I had much the same problem happen to me about 6 years ago. I had some dear friends who bought a new house, and they didn't have enough finances left over to furnish all of it. And I had a beautiful living room set that I'd had in storage, and it was floral and very traditional. It was a sofa, clawfoot table. I don't remember exactly, but it was a sofa and a coffee table, two end tables, a lamp, and a wingback chair. And I gave it to them as a gift, and it looked just beautiful. It looked just stunning in their living room. And they were so thankful and appreciative. And about a month later, I stopped by, and I walked inside. And in place of my beautiful traditional floral sofa, coffee table, two end tables, lamp, and wingback chair was a huge black leather contemporary sofa. Not that there's anything wrong with a huge black leather contemporary sofa, but that huge black leather contemporary sofa was purchased with funds gained from selling the floral traditional living room set, including the sofa, coffee table, end tables, lamp, and wingback chair. Not that I'm bitter or anything, but I understand how that feels, and that's a hard one. That's what she said. Ba-dum-bum, just had to get that in there. Okay. Anyway, this is what I recommend that you do. I recommend going to a floral shop, going to the florist, and buying just a tiny little bouquet of flowers and stopping by her house unexpectedly. And tell her that you brought by some flowers to put in that beautiful new vase. Then what I would let her do is kind of stammer and stutter a little bit, tripping over her words, trying to explain it to you. And then when she finally fesses up, you have a choice to make. I would ask to see the brand new shoes that she bought using the vase money. And if they're totally cute, say all will be forgiven as long as you get to borrow them. However, if they're a pair of Birkenstocks or Crocs, girl, that friendship's over. I'm sorry. There's no way, if they're Birkenstocks or Crocs, this is going to have a happy ending. I'm sorry. But we're just going to keep our fingers crossed that there's something totally cute and preferably stiletto and sparkly. All right, do we have time for a last? Yes, we do. A last question. Dear Missy, I have a question regarding a guy I've just started dating. Oh, new love. He drives a really fancy, expensive red car and even has a personalized license plate. Oh, boy. My friends tell me that guys who are that flashy are bad news, but I really like him. Should I continue dating him or listen to my friends? Thank you, Lisa from Florida. Oh, Lisa. It has been my experience that guys drive really flashy, fancy, expensive cars for one of two reasons. The first reason is very simple. They love cars. They love everything about cars. They love different cars, the models. They can tell you from year to year what changes are made on the body style, even if it's teeny tiny and nobody else would know. I have some guy friends who can tell you what car is by the sound of the engine. Is that crazy? They just love cars, and they kind of indulge in them because they love them, just like you and I would shoes or purses. That's reason number one. Reason number two that a guy indulges in a very fancy, flashy, expensive car is, quite frankly, Lisa from Florida, he's compensating for something. And only you are going to know the answer to why he drives that very flashy, fancy, expensive car. So only you can make that decision. You did put something in your question, though, that I do have to address, and that is the personalized license plate. And Lisa, I firmly believe that no guy, no matter how great it is or how cute that license plate is, should be driving around with a personalized license plate. That is a deal breaker, and for that alone, I would shut this relationship down. Just shut it down and don't look back. Trust me on this. And then maybe find someone who drives a simpler car. You can't go wrong with a Chevy truck. Those guys have it going on. All right, looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it's time to wrap it up for this week. And you know who never compensates for anything because they're wonderful from the get-go? That's UK2.net. They are the wonderful guys and gals that provide the bandwidth with. It's hard to say bandwidth. It sounds like bandwidth. Like you go with someone to see a bandwidth. It's really width with the D, width. I don't know who came up with that word, but we should just drop the D. Anyway, they provide it, and it gets me to you every single week. They have some fantastic specials. I have no idea what they are, but they're all on the British Tech Network website. They're good for all over the planet. I bet you could even go like to Antarctica and use it. They're that great. But if you're going to use their specials, do it through the British Tech Network, because if you sign up through our website, they know that we are the ones that sent you. And in so doing, kind of sent our love. And who wouldn't love that? And if you have any questions for week after next show, because I won't be here next week, please send them to BritishTechMissy@gmail.com. And until I see you again, I send you lots of love and kisses. Bye!